Welcome to Yaya Talks. I'm Reineke Jambote.
And I'm Tracy Dantia.
And this episode, we're talking about music makes the people come together. Yeah.
Music makes them all dining on a rebel. It makes the DJ.
Oh, put a record on it.
That song is just like...
Right?
Yeah. Madonna she's has a queen. She has some tunes.
Yeah, she does.
So that was the intro, guys.
That was the intro. The other sounds were the fake intro. This is the real intro. No, so today we're talking about music. Why? Because music is basically our food and water in life. We can't live without music. At least I can't. Honestly, if I were to choose between food, water, music, or go to the bathroom, I would choose music over all the others. But only like for a few hours because...
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously, I need food and water and I need to go to the bathroom. But yeah, so music also, it has a big impact on our life. Like we wake up with music, we go to sleep with music, we do everything with music. I clean up my room with music on. I have actually a playlist on Spotify. It's called Dancing in My Room. And it's when I'm dancing in my room, cleaning up.
I mean, dancing on my own.
Okay, so I think this episode, Tracy is just gonna sing random.
Take it up.
Which song is that?
That's Robin, Dancing on My Own.
Ah.
I just ruined it. I'm sorry.
Wow. You literally just... that song.
Okay.
I don't like to use the R word.
Okay.
Why is music special to you, Tracy?
Ah, music. Makes the people come together.
She's just playing today. Wow.
So today is not my day. We just taped the Dutch version and I made so many mistakes. I'm a bit tired, but we are getting through this episode. No, music for me, it's like I wake up with music. I wake up with gospel music because like I'm a Christian. So I like to pray in the morning and to put some music that can put me in a good mood. Puts the spirits away, all the negative spirits, all the devil, every demon that wants to attack me. I'm going to pray it away with some good gospel music. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Sitting here quiet.
I'm just going to wake up with music, going to sleep with music. I grew up with music. I used to dance for 10 years of my life.
Oh my God, I danced too.
Ooh, what did you do?
Ballet, jazz ballet and hip hop.
Yeah, me too. Jazz ballet, hip hop, and I was dancing like a certain point, like 4 times a week or 5 times a week every day. It was like,
oh my God.
Yeah, I wanted to
for
be.
For me, it's like 1 time a week. I'm so bad at choreographed dancing.
I'm okay with it. I wanted to be like a professional dancer for Beyonce, so, or another hip hop group, whatever, or hip hop band. Or
I auditioned for the Giants cheerleading team. Ooh. Once. I totally failed. It was so early.
Okay, and sorry. What happened is that the music that I was dancing on was most of the time hip hop, R&B, reggae, mm-hmm. reggae. So this is my favorite music till today because every time I hear this music, I'm gonna dance. I'm in a store, I'm gonna dance. I'm on the street, I hear music, I'm gonna dance. So if you see me dancing somewhere, I'm not crazy. I'm just like, I love music. When music touches my soul, it just makes me feel happy, especially good music.
Yeah, I feel like different types of music have, at least throughout the last years, they have like this type of repetitive thing that I'm not a musician, so I don't know how to explain this correctly. Mm-hmm. But they have this repetitive sound that I really like. It's like a drumming. I'm going to try to like imitate it with my hands. Wait, it's not that, but you know, it always comes back. It's with Congolese music. If I listen to like Afro Nederland hop, that kind of music, it always comes back. And every time I hear that drum or that like that sensation, mm-hmm. I don't even listen to the lyrics anymore. I'm just like, okay, this is my new jam. Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Like this good beat that makes you wanna dance. And for me, this is why it's important when I go out, I can go out on music that makes me wanna dance. Those mm-hmm. good beats, those good vibes. And yeah. So who are your favorite artists, Ren?
My favorite artists are a lot of artists. So since it's festival season, I'm obviously thinking of Sean Paul. He's been recently on my radar again because he's coming to Couleur Café.
Yeah, are you ready? So if you're all coming to Couleur Café, we will be there. come say hi to us.
If you recognize us.
Actually, I'm probably going to walk around with these big glasses. No, it's not true. No, it will be fun to see you, especially if Shonda Paul.
Yeah, come and give it to
Remix,
okay, we're just making noise.
Yeah, of course. Sorry.
So, Sean Paul, Destiny's Child, who else do I like? Daju, of course, my one and only. Fally Ipupa. You know, the last few years I've been more into French Congolese music. So it's music made by Congolese who are also French. Jesus, I can't talk. Who are also French, but obviously also the classics like Aaliyah, or so many artists. Like, I also listen to rock. I used to. What's it called? Nickelback, How You Remind Me. It's still one of my favorite songs. She's just making fun of my music taste.
That's not true.
Okay.
I'm laughing because you're cute.
Yeah, I am cute. Also very confident. What is for you, like, the ultimate artist? Don't say Beyoncé, because I already know it's Beyoncé.
No, it's not Beyoncé. This is what a lot of people think. I really love Beyoncé as an entertainer.
You see how she starts her...
No, I really love Beyoncé as an entertainer. I think in this time, after you have Michael Jackson, but Beyoncé is like the best entertainer in this time. But she's not my favorite singer. I think if I can say my favorite singer and artist will be Lauryn Hill. My favorite album is, number one favorite album is Unplugged. And I know some people that play guitar will think, really? It's not too many chords in that album. It's just like a very good album. Also, it's very pure, and the things that she says. My favorite song is also Peace of Mind of that album. That's one of my favorite artists. But then also, I really love Tracy Chapman. I think Tracy Chapman, yeah, I was named after her. My parents are big fan of Tracy Chapman. My parents are also big fan of Bob Marley, and I really, really love Bob Marley. There is this album, Gold, of Bob Marley. I put that on at least once a week. It just makes me feel in such a chill vibe.
Your parents are a fan of Bob Marley?
My dad, especially my dad.
Like, really?
Yeah.
I don't see him as a Bob Marley fan.
He's like the number one Bob Marley. When you see him... He's the most happy when you put Bob Marley music on and he can just dance on it. It's just like, I don't know. I see him as a teenager when I see him dancing.
With all his hair still.
Yeah. I love Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder. I know that if I get married one day, when I get married.
Amen.
When I get married, because I will, I will... put on music of Stevie Wonder for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I love Stevie Wonder. I love Sade.
Meet Boys to Men.
Lionel
All
Richie.
My life.
I pray for someone like you. Aaliyah is also a good artist that I like.
Girl.
And then as a band, Destiny's Child, of course. Destiny's Child is the first concert I've been. Their last tour was the first concert I've been in my life. And I went with my mom, and she said that she didn't know the songs of Destiny's Child, but when the concert starts, they started to sing Say My Name. My mom just jumped from her chair because we were sitting, and she started to sing along. So that was so cool to see that. Destiny's Child. I also like very Kanye West. I think he's a very good artist.
Oh my God, Kanye, forget about it.
I think one of my third favorite albums is the College Dropout of Kanye West. I really love that album. James Blake is an artist that I love. And then
I like Stronger. Album. Yeah. I love that song. That song is, honestly, it's my anthem. If I feel down, I just put it on. Make it, bring it, Okay. Yeah.
And another album that I really love is The Diary of Alicia Keys. It's one of my favorite CDs ever. I really love, like, all this album. It's one of her best albums. You know, and also, all the singers that I just said, it's like these old school more singers, like the pioneers in the R&B, in soul. So because my parents actually love this music, I grew up with this music, and I also really, really love this music. Yeah. But I also enjoy the new artists, more younger artists. I think of this Belgian artist called Angèle. Mm-hmm. I really love her. I love Travis Scott. That last album of Travis Scott, I think it was the Grammy. He didn't get one Grammy. I was really pissed off because that CD is good. I love Daniel Caesar, Solange, Childish Gambino, and my sister lived for 1 year in Bolivia, so she listens to a lot of Spanish music. This is why I really love cumbia, bachata, and recently, a year ago or 2 years ago, she introduced me to Rosalía, and now she's like so big. So I really love those artists. Those are like my favorite music.
If you're listening new to our podcast, Tracy talks a lot. So that's why she did a whole expose on which artists. Like, I just asked you one question. No, it's fine. We're glad to hear about all your artists.
You know what? I'm just not going to say anything for the rest of the... Oh, no, I'm joking. I'm going to talk because I'm here to do.
No, but as I pointed out early on, you weren't making fun of my choices of artists, but I feel like sometimes, or in the past, you can be judgy, not you, but just in general. Mm-hmm. People can be judgy of who you listen to in music. And for example, if you listen to Metallica, you're that person. If you listen to Beyoncé, you're that person. If you listen to... Who else is there? What's another extreme? Lionel Richie, you're that person.
Mm-hmm.
But I think music actually unites a lot of people, because I think it's important to just let people listen to the music that they want, mm-hmm. without having those type of judgments.
Mm-hmm. I think that we all categorize, like, for example, there are a lot of black girls that I know that come to me and say, oh, I like to listen to techno, I like to listen to house, and people... are always confused. You say, oh, you're not that black because you listen to the music. I think that's really bullshit, because there is nothing like being the proper black. Black people can listen to techno too. Black people can listen to house too. And I think that people, it's true that R&B, soul, hip hop, and a lot of music genres come from the black culture, the African-American culture, the African culture. So we easily will associate those music with black people, but also a lot of white people, a lot of brown people, a lot of Arabic people, also a lot of people like R&B, and this is how also or hip hop or other musics that come from the black culture.
Mm-hmm.
But this is also why black people can also like other music types. So, and I think we always categorize. I had that thing with James Blake, because I really really like James Blake, and he's this white British guy, and he was making this dubstep music when he started, this kind of dubstep music.
I used to listen to dubstep.
Yeah.
I used to go to like parties with dubstep.
Well, I wasn't a big fan. I just always had this weird crush on James Blake. I cannot explain. And you will say this middle-aged white guy, he's gonna be into like this kind of house and techno music, but he makes music like for people like Beyoncé, Kendrick Lamar. He's a huge hip-hop fan. And then you're like, what? So we sometimes have this stereotype of this kind of person will listen to this music, but it's not always true. It's true that we all categorize and have purchased this on people, but it's not because you are a certain type of person that you will listen to a certain type of music. Like when people come to me and say, oh, so you like R&B, huh? Because I'm black. Yes, I like R&B, not because I'm black, but because I grew up with that music.
Yeah, exactly.
And because I like that music. Okay, it's true that it's from the black culture, so I'm proud of that part of the culture, but not everyone that is black, you can go and say, oh, you like
Yeah.
That's so dumb. That's dumb to say. Sorry.
That's really dumb to say. What I also like about music, so I like the fact that it gives you that sensation, you can differentiate the different types of instruments, but also I like music that has a deeper meaning. I feel that there's a tendency of music artists who are giving a political message, or who are giving a political message through their music. I'm thinking about Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say it? Kendrick Lamar? Kendrick Lamar, Childish Gambino with This Is America, you know, and even Angèle here in Brussels, Balance ton quoi, that song, it was really a hit. It's about sexism.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I like that vibe. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I think that the artists are not obliged to use their platform to talk to
They're about... not, but I like it.
Yeah, me too. They're not obliged to talk about social injustice on their platform, but it's good. What I'm concerned is, like, you know, when artists like Kendrick Lamar make this kind of music, do people listen to his message?
Mm.
Has that message really an impact on people? Because then we had this situation in Belgium where people went to a Kendrick Lamar concert, and then they had these racist slurs. thrown at people were saying racist slurs at them. So, and I'm like, okay, do you know at which artist concert you are? He talks about Black Lives Matter. He talks about the situation of Black people in the United States. So in what way does this artist say have an impact on the people? Because for me, when I listen to a song like Balance Ton Quoi of Angèle, I know it's about sexism and Balance Ton Porc and the hashtag Me Too movement. So mm-hmm. I know what this is about. But a lot of people just listen, I think, to this music because it's cool and because it's popular at the moment.
Is it wrong to just listen to music because you just like it and you're not really paying attention to the lyrics?
No, it's not wrong, but I think it's just sad when you listen to some kind of music and don't pay attention to the lyrics and just don't realize like, oh, this music has a deeper meaning than twerking. Like, you see what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
But this also this thing I was talking about.
But is it then the artist's responsibility to make sure that everyone gets what they're saying?
Well, I think so too. I actually went to a concert of a Belgian singer, Milo, recently, mm-hmm. and it was after the elections. And mm-hmm. then he had one song that is a bit about the change in the world. And before that song, he explained to the people, like, look, what happened yesterday, the election, and it really struck me. So then you see a bit also where he stands in politics. So you can do it like that, or you can do it in a song. It's not only music artists. You have, like, these comedians, like... who were talking against Trump, and people were going just because she's cool, she's funny. Yeah. And then she was caught talking against Trump. I think Wanda Sykes had that, and people were just walking out of her show. Mm. And she's like, yeah, walk out of my show if you're racist. Like, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I think it's like, if you put out this woke music, don't do it like because it's a trend, but you have to have the good intentions to have an impact on people, and hopefully people, for me, yeah, and hopefully people will listen to it and maybe think about those issues.
Because I remember it was a few months ago, me and you had a pretty heated discussion about Miss Beyoncé. We were talking about the Super Bowl, and you schooled me about the fact that she's not just jumping on a bandwagon, mm-hmm. but she's actually been in the... between brackets, woke movements mm-hmm. a long time ago, and she's always done that through her music as well, empowerment, mm-hmm. etc. But you said earlier that artists should choose when they do that and at their own time and at their own pace, and I agree with that for a part. But if it's Beyoncé, I feel like she's been in the music industry for so long, and only now.
No, it's not only now.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Thing.
Hey, let me finish. What, Beehive much?
No, it's not Beehive. It's just like
let me finish.
That's what I was explaining to you.
I don't follow her closely, so I don't.
Sorry, I just dropped my bank cards in my coffee cup.
He's just playing today.
I'm so sorry, everyone. Okay, let's continue.
So I don't follow Beyoncé closely as an artist, so I don't know what she's done in the past or in her music, so maybe I shouldn't talk about this. But for me, as a consumer, I just feel like she's only doing this now because she's doing it at such a large... you know, she's doing it at large events that go around the world, events that everyone watches and not just America, like at the Super Bowl. So for me, I was just wondering, why didn't she do it earlier? Because if I look at artists as Rihanna, they don't have filters. But I think maybe it's also just Beyoncé, her marketing team. I don't know.
No, but that's what it's not true in what you're saying. You were talking about the Super Bowl and Colin Kaepernick.
But she did the Super Bowl twice.
Yeah, but she did the Super Bowl before all that thing that happened with Kaepernick. And that's
even
what,
the second time?
Yes. Because you have to just to see Kaepernick bend the knee after Beyoncé did the thing. And okay. when Beyoncé...
Maybe he was inspired by Beyoncé.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know. First of all, I think that Beyoncé is not someone who does a lot of interviews in general because she's not so eloquent. For me personally, Beehive, don't come at me. She's not someone who really can express herself so much just by talking. And I think it's marketing. When we talk about this specific case of Beyoncé, because I think there are so many artists, but I've been following her for a long time and she's always had talk about feminism, bills with the Sea Chows, independent woman is about the women and who's independent, flawless. She's always used a platform to talk about certain empowerment of women or people of color. I think with what you were mistaken is that Rihanna said that I'm not going to the Super Bowl because Kaepernick bent the knee. And then people say, you see, Beyonce went, but Kaepernick bent the knee after Beyonce did the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And when Beyonce did the Super Bowl, she actually, the first time, she just did Who Won the World and the classic thing. Mm-hmm. And the second time when she was with Bruno Mars, she was in formation. She did the whole Black Lives Matter thing. She used this whole platform to talk about a certain issues that were going. So that's not true. She has always used her platform. She's just not she's just filtered in the fact that she doesn't go to interviews. Mm-hmm. She doesn't do this kind of things, but she has always used her platform to talk about injustice in the way that is in the music or in other stuff or investment that she's doing. And I've also heard that allegedly a lot of artists wanted to collab with Beyonce on some songs, and she always blocked R. Kelly. Always.
Oh, really?
She always blocked R. Kelly. So I think that it's not true to say that. I know, because maybe you're not a fan and you're not following, but it's not true to say that she didn't use her platform. But this is only about Beyonce. I think that there are so many other artists.
But I said I think, yeah.
Yeah, but like, there are so many other artists that don't do that. But in Belgium, we have artists like Angèle and Romeo Elvis who will talk about political issues, who will talk about sexism like Angèle, or the far right like Romeo. And I think that's good, because I don't like the term influencer also when we talk about artists, because if you only put music and you like, oh, I'm not going to talk about certain issues when it's supported, I think it's a bit weird for me. Yeah. I'm always interested in artists that also are conscious about the things that happen around the world that maybe not have direct a link to
their music.
To the music, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not only about Beyonce or other artists. It's about of so many artists we have who can use their it's about using your platform to talk about things,
issues that matter.
Yes, like, and, yeah. Now Sudan, it's happening. Things we are. Everything that is happening in Sudan, some artists are talking about it, exactly. Tweeting about it. And you also have some artists that prefer just to work in the background and maybe fund something without saying. Prince is someone who, for example, never really talked about the Black Lives Matter movement, mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter movement, but he was always funding them. So you cannot say like, oh, he did nothing, but he was always giving money for this kind of movement. So
yeah.
I think just like you have to see what for kind of artists do you like. I like artists, they are good in their music, but also conscious about the society that we live in.
Okay. And do you like artists that have been negatively in the media because of legal investigations? You were talking about R. Kelly, mm-hmm. and Beyonce. Do you think that we should separate the music of the artist with the persona?
Mm-hmm. I think that when you talk about criminal matters, you cannot separate the artist. I think if the artist has not been held accountable...
But when we say criminal matters, do you mean that he's been convicted?
No, when we see facts. For some things, you don't need a conviction. Okay. When you see facts and the artist has been treating women like shit for decades, now I'm talking about R. Kelly, then you know that's problematic. And also conviction, we all know that women are not always treating well and equally.
No,
everywhere
we're still
in the world.
We
are still second class citizens for some people, unfortunately. And this is why maybe a lot of artists, male artists, are not convicted. Mm. Let be. So it's not because they are not guilty. It's just because how society works and how the justice system is.
Yeah.
So I think that's a different discussion. But for me, if an artist is not held accountable for his action, doesn't apologize for his action and still sells music, I will boycott that artist. I will not buy his or her music. I will not support that. If the artist says like, look, I've done something bad, and maybe he's charged with something, he goes to jail, he changes behavior. Because do you have the cancel culture? It's okay to cancel culture, but we have to also have a redemption culture.
Yeah.
When people feel like they've done something bad in the past, you can forgive and then just go on. If R. Kelly one day will say, look, I've been a victim of sexual abuse myself, I've been traumatized in the past and I've done things that are not okay, I'm sorry. Maybe in 10 years, if he does his time in jail, because this man should be in jail for sure, he can come back and I could forgive him, because, you know, he has been conscious of what he has done and he has been held accountable. But if you just...
If you say he should be in jail, who are you to decide that someone should be in jail? For example, if he were to get convicted and the judge says, well, look, this happened and this happened. I'm going to give you probation of a year and you don't have to do jail
But this
time.
Is what just I said. It's the justice system.
Yeah, the legal system is not in the favor of the
even
victims.
Even in Belgium, we saw this case in Belgium where this girl was raped and killed, I think, Julie Van Espen. Yeah. And the guy that did that should have been in jail, but because the justice system... So that's a broader discussion. That's also like the law in Belgium around sexual violence... It's so outdated. It was made by white men in the middle age, I think, whatever, literally by a group of white men. And so it's not normal that a pedophile or someone who raped someone just get 1 year or get probation,
yeah.
For me, in my opinion. And that's nothing to do with the music industry. That's something to do with the justice system, yeah. And the fact that women are still seen as second-class citizens in a lot of countries, even in our Western countries, unfortunately.
Exactly.
So for me, I believe in the justice system. I believe in that, but I know in a lot of cases, especially in the cases when it regards abuse and sometimes when it's with people of color, some things are not right.
Yeah, because it's good if the artist is still alive, but then you also have the case of Michael Jackson. You know, R. Kelly had a documentary, and then not short after that, MJ had a documentary, Leaving Neverland, with two victims of his, reportedly, should I say then? Because I don't know how they can prove it now, with no disrespect towards the victims, of course. But then how do we, for me, just as a consumer, it's hard to wrap my mind around that. Because with R. Kelly, you know, you see the guy, he has interviews, and you're just like, this dude, like, he's on another planet. Mm-hmm. And then with MJ, he has this whole legacy of great music, great influences. Everyone, if they give an interview, all great artists are like, oh, MJ was my first idol. Oh, I looked up to MJ, the first song that I heard was from MJ, and that's what inspired me to make music, la 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 la. That's all you hear, and then it's just hard to see that documentary, which I haven't seen, by the way. I'm such a hypocrite. But the R. Kelly one I saw. But so, of MJ, I haven't seen it. And it's just difficult to say, okay, should I not listen to MJ's music anymore because of that? Or because there won't be any legal following to this case, I think, because the guy is dead. Whereas with R. Kelly, I deleted all his music from my Spotify. It's not in my playlist anymore, but with MJ, it still is. Because I'm like, what? There's nothing that can be done. And I'm sorry for the victims, but I don't... Yeah, I just can't wrap my mind around it.
I think the MJ documentary was a bit after R. Kelly, and I just felt like it's too much trauma to watch. And
so
I
think, short after.
Yeah, yeah, and I also think because I take these matters very seriously, and
I do too.
Yeah, no. Well, I know a lot of girls or women that have been victims of sexual abuse or rape. So for me, I know that they don't go and tell that the year after. It takes time. And I think what the documentary wanted to show, despite the fact that it one of MJ, is that there is a pattern around sexual predators. And that's what we saw in that documentary. Do you believe or
did you
not,
see it?
Well, I saw the interview with Oprah.
Okay.
So because I really liked how she conducted the interview, and she got a lot of backlash because of that, but I support her for that because it's not easy to do such an interview. I think that, again, it tells a lot about how we deal with this kind of stuff in our society. Do I believe MJ is guilty of some of the things the guy say? Yes, I don't think these guys will go and lie. Do I believe that everything is maybe right? I don't know. We will never know. But if we listen today to MJ music or we buy his music, he's not going to use the music to abuse other children if he allegedly abused these children. You see what I mean? This is the difference with R. Kelly.
He's not there anymore to use
you cannot,
that.
Yeah, you cannot cancel someone who is dead.
Yeah.
This is basically, he's dead. So we need a documentary.
It won't affect him anymore.
It won't affect him. And for R. Kelly, it's different because he still is alive. And we know that in this the documentary we watch of R. Kelly that he has like girls at his home, like a cult, allegedly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So if we give him money, we know what he's going to do with it.
Exactly. So, but he's broke anyway.
So. Yeah. So I don't want, for me, I just don't want to invest in an artist that's criminal things or allegedly. I, for example, don't buy Beyonce's clothes or merchandise because I know it comes from like this Vietnamese or Asian factory where
really?
People are underpaid. Yes. This is why I never buy her clothes.
You from Ivy Park?
Yes, I never buy that because of
oh
that.
My God, this is news.
Yeah, I never buy
Breaking
that.
News!
Yeah,
hashtag.
It's well known that she
why does she do that?
I don't think that she wants that, but you know, it's like H&M, Zara, all the things. You know what I mean?
And for but me, even.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, it's difficult. Even now, this is why Ren, a lot of people know me. I don't shop a lot, but when I shop, I will go shop more expensive clothes. That's another topic, just because I know sometimes from which area they come, when it's where they come from, and if the people that work for are well paid.
But you just shop conscious. It doesn't have to conscious. Be more expensive.
No, I shop. That's true. I shop conscious, and this is the reason I never bought Ivy Park. Maybe she's bringing out an Adidas line if it's nice sneakers because I like sneakers. I will maybe, but even Adidas is like not also the best, I think. Huh?
No.
So
but we're getting off topic.
So for
here.
Me, yeah, but for whatever, for me, what I was going to say, well, that's not criminal, it's just moral, it's different. But for me, I try not to invest my money in people who I know for facts that they've done some kind of criminal activities, even if there is no trial or something,
yeah.
Because you have facts that he married R. Kelly, married Aaliyah.
Mm-hmm.
You have his child pornography.
At
people
15 years
people call
old.
It a sex tape. No, it's not sex tape. It's child pornography. It's an adult having sex with a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff like this. For me, I'm like, I'm not supporting this. Mm-hmm. I'm not supporting this. This is for me.
Yeah, I get that. But so we have talked about the artist being an inspiration, talking political issues that should be brought on, but also artists who use their platform to not do such great things, to be predators, sexual predators to their little fans. But then what with the lyrics of the music? We talked about it a little bit before, but that you said you find it weird that people don't listen to the lyrics if they're listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
When you're little, you don't really listen to the lyrics, let's be honest. And growing up, sometimes you do and sometimes you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I won't say, if I listen to a song for the first time, I'm not directly listening to the music. I'm just listening to how the beat is, how I feel about it. And then afterwards, maybe if I listen to it multiple times, then I can listen to the lyrics. But what bothers me is I like listening to rap, especially French rap. But their lyrics are sometimes so harsh that for me, as a woman, I feel uncomfortable listening to it. They rap about, taking a woman up in the butt. And
the OCC cheese calls. And the OCC motherfucker. And the this.
What is she singing?
That is missing. That teacher of Lil Jon. Get low. To the window.
To the wall, and to the sweat drop down my balls. Ooh. All these bitches crawl. This team, okay. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
So no, but the lyrics that I'm talking about are much worse. They're so graphic, and you're listening to the music, and you can just imagine what he's saying. Just like this to me sounds like a bad porn movie. that's what I hear, and then that's what I visualize. So, for example, the Brussels-based rapper Damso, mm-hmm. who is really known, and I really like him. I like his music, but some songs I'm just like, I'm not gonna listen to this because, first of all, I can't listen to this while my mom is sitting next to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't listen to this while my nephews are with me. Like, it's just not for me. It's just not a good example of what a music artist mm-hmm. is. And I don't think that music artists should always be examples, but I just find it a shame a bit that you can't have it both.
Mm-hmm.
Ali, or it seems that way, that a lot of artists choose to not be an example.
For me, it's just say a lot about, again, the society we're living. Like, it's the same discussion we just had about this artist and women-unfriendly behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the music that sells most of the time is the music that is very, very, very vulgar. There is sex, women unfriendly. So it says a lot about what we consume and what we like. Mm. Like for myself, I really love the last album of Damso, that Belgian rapper we were talking about. However, he has some songs and lyrics that are very bad and I don't listen to it. So I just want, I think that as a society, we need to think about this kind of stuff, because these lyrics about especially male rappers is actually also a way of showing that this toxic masculinity that is about being the beast in the bed and having sex and having girls the way you want. I'm going to do it like this. And it's about the sex and the male ego. It's really about the male ego and about the fact that I'm the only one who will have pleasure in the sexual encounter. Mm, and yeah, the women will like her if I jump on her, I do whatever on her. And that's not okay, because I think a lot of young kids or teenagers
who listen to it,
maybe they don't have this much experience with sexual experience. They will think like, this is how as a man I need to show off, but that's not a thing. Yeah. And that's for me dangerous.
Sexual pleasure is for both.
Amen. So I think this is dangerous, but you know, you have this art. For me, it's difficult to listen to artists that, how do you say it? Amudi here, that
encourage
the kind of criminal behavior, like,
yeah, also with guns and like, yeah, flashing money, drugs.
I hate that, honestly. And for me, for example, Rick Ross is this artist. He has like this good rap music, like, yeah, Rosé. And one day, song, I think one of his last albums, or 2 or 3 years ago, I don't know how many years ago, he had this song where he was talking about putting a roofie in a girl's cup and then, aww, like, basically rape. He was talking about rape and then he apologized.
That's not
but
okay.
His apology was like bullshit. So I think that that's not okay. So I know I have difficulties to listen to Rick Ross, because most of the time these singers are inspired by what their real life or what they see or what they heard. So I don't think you should encourage this kind of stuff. But anyway, like I said before, it's like a broader discussion about, mm-hmm, how we treat women, about what we as consumer like as music. Why do we as consumer
put up with this? Yeah, for me, it's so funny to see, even on social media, you know, you have these moms who like to make videos of their little ones who are singing and dancing. And then you have these moms who are showing their little kid who's twerking to Cardi B, saying, yeah, lick my pussy, la, la, la. And I'm just like, what are you doing? Why would you do that? Because your kid is going to grow up like, I mean, she should be comfortable with her sexuality, and every parent should raise their kid as they want. But it's listening to this type of music that you encourage a certain type of behavior. And I think, like you said, as a society, we just have to think about what we want for our future, mm-hmm, and what we want for the youngsters who are the future, and how we want to raise them. Mm. Because I know, as an adult, if I listen to Cardi B or if I listen to Damso, I know this is not real. Mm. You know, he's an artist singing about stuff, what he wants, but I know this is not how I should see things. Mm-hmm. But then if you have 12-year-olds who are listening to that, they're like, yeah, whatever, bitch, I'm going to call you bitch. Nah, it doesn't matter, because this is how we should live, mm, you know? And that's a tricky one.
Yeah, I know that's very tricky. Yeah, I think, I don't know, for me, that's the part that for me is very tricky, because I'm old enough and I think I'm wise enough to differentiate the lyrics and real life.
I beg to differ that you're wise enough. No. I'm kidding.
But I think a lot of people can't, especially people that are younger than us. Mm. So this is why I think it's, for an artist, I think Zwangere Guy also has like really rough lyrics, but it's not women unfriendly.
No.
And I don't think he encourages criminal behavior. He just explains his life, yeah, and what he has been through. And that's why I also like him as an artist. And I also like Damso, but I think his lyrics can change a bit. But okay, he's not going to change it because we asked him to. We tried it with the Vrouwenraad, with the Women Council. But anyway, long story.
When she says we, she means her and her Vrouwenraad. I'm not.
Yeah, but I was not behind what the Vrouwenraad did, to be honest. Because, you know, the Vrouwenraad, like, to explain the story, like, they said, like, look, Damso cannot sing the national anthem
of,
for the World Cup, because
that was such a bummer. I was so pissed
because what they say, that because the the lyrics of Damso is women unfriendly, and I didn't think it was okay because not only I think just a discussion has to be broader than only Damso, like I said.
Yeah.
And then the second thing, the way they attacked him, some people of some women that say that they are feminists attacked him, it was quite racist. It was like the black man from the suburbs that is aggressive with women. And I didn't like that. This is why I never backed that up. And also, I don't like this racism because a white man that will have the same racism will not be treated the way that Damso was treated.
Yeah.
So I think we should not only focus on one artist, but focus on the society and what kind of music that we like and how it comes at the music that sells the most. Those kind of lyrics.
Yeah. And with those video clips. Yeah. We should definitely think about that. But we will. So to just sum up, music is...
Music makes the people come together.
That is what music does to us, to me and Tracy. And music is an enrichment because it can talk about politics, it can talk about different lifestyles, it brings everyone together. But as we said, watch out with certain lyrics, certain artists. Even if you love an artist, you don't have to listen to all the songs. Don't let your kids listen to it. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
No, I think especially, and the topics that we talked about music and R. Kelly and sexual abuse of women.
That's our opinion.
Yeah, that's our opinion. And also, I think that this discussion, they don't only have to focus on one artist or one special case, but about it's broader discussion about the society, how we deal with women, how we deal with abuse, how we deal with how come that every time that a woman is abused, we don't believe her, but we believe the predator.
Yeah.
And this pattern, and it's the same with the discussion about the lyrics and the content of the songs. It's like how come these songs are the best-selling song, and then also the artists that use their platforms to talk about social injustice. For me, it's important, but not for everyone it's important. But if you are an artist, know that behind the music that you make can have an impact on people and can make people think about certain issues. And Michael Jackson did that too, like in a lot of his songs. So I think that's important. For me,
it doesn't matter if you're black or white.
I think that for me, I like to listen to artists that are conscious. So balance ton quoi.
Yeah.
Même si tu parles mal des filles, je sais qu'au fond t'as compris. Balance ton quoi.
So if you have any artists to recommend to us who are who we haven't talked about, who we haven't named, you can always tell us, slide in our DMs at Yaya Talks, or if you want to get into the discussion of how artists use their platforms for the better or for the worse, you can always contact us as well through our DMs. So thank you all for listening to Yaya Talks.
Bye!